Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Special Teams, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome inside Special Teams with Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. We are your hosts as we take you through what usually is a very special year in sports for a specific team in sports history. But one of the fun things we get to do here on the show is play with the format a little bit, because special teams can count for a lot of different things. Sometimes it's two great teams playing against each other in a big game. We chronicle their season. Sometimes it's a season that where a team wins a championship. Sometimes they come just short. Sometimes they win no games. But special teams can mean many things. And we figured something fun to do now while we're going on. We're getting through the coronavirus pandemic and, you know, we're not having sports for a long period of time. And how are we getting through things mainly as we wait for full seasons across the board to return? We're going to do something a little bit different this week. The NFL has spent most of the offseason revealing new uniforms. You had seven teams revealing their new uniforms over the course of the offseason. And look, the Chargers look great. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniforms look really good. They go back to the pewter pirate concept. The new Patriots uniforms look really good. They're using the Color Rush uniforms. And the Browns uniforms look good. They have the big three stripe on the side. Some other ones not so good. You know, the Colts is a little bit lacking. The Falcons are using all black jerseys, and okay, that's going to look how it's going to look. And the Rams logo is the Rams logo, which is all the way down at the bottom.
Wow, so look at you soft shoeing those bottom feeders.
Well, we have a lot of bottom feeders to non-soft shoes. So I figure if I soft shoe now, it's not as much of a soft shoe later on.
All right, see what I think I'm doing? You just start playing like Whacking Day on The Simpsons, where you're going out and hitting the snakes, and then you just start whacking these bad logos, bad jerseys right off the jump.
So with that in mind, we figured, why don't we do a special teams where we look at the best uniforms that some special teams wore in baseball and football history, because those are really the two sports where you pay attention to the uniforms the most. And these are now going to be an episode where it's about the best uniforms. What were the best looks that we liked? What are some of the worst looks that we liked? And then we'll get to a topic that is near and dear to my heart and near and dear to many other people, because it involves hats. Because you know me, I'm a hat guy. As I wear my Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs hat as we do this podcast, because the mascot is an iron pig, and so the logo is a piece of bacon. I mean, that's pretty cool to have a piece of bacon on a hat.
See, that's where it gets fun. The minor league hats, because they do a lot of one-off promos. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see promotional days at Major League Baseball, but they don't generally change their logos and uniforms completely to go for a single day. Yeah. Minor league baseball, and we can sell a little bit of merch, right? Yep, get them on.
I never thought that. I can't believe minor league teams had that much money. Oh, we're going to do one-off hats. You're a minor league team. You're playing short season single-A ball in Canastota. You have enough to keep changing hats this often, but yet they do. So, hey, I'm not going to complain, but it's really, really weird.
Look, if you buy in volume, you're going to do just fine. You buy enough hats, you got to be able to have figured that out.
Oh, yeah, I do. See, I always had an idea where, and I don't know if this works, I got to patent this idea. Minor league hats are I think they're the greatest hats in the world. Minor league baseball hats, all different teams, all the different crazy logos. They look awesome, sure. and they're made really well. If you had like a minor league hat of the month club where I would pay, say, $20 a month and I would get from either 47 Brand or New Era, whoever it was, I would get a minor league hat of the month that they're specializing that month. Hey, this week you're going to get the Syracuse Mets hat. Okay, and you get it in your size, and it's $20 a month. Now, look, these hats normally go for anywhere between $25 and $30, $35. So, okay, $20 a month, and I get a hat. All right, that's not bad. I'll use that, and I can push my collection. I can get the hats I want to, and I wind up getting a deal on it in the process. And I think there's enough people who like hats out there where that could work. I mean, I don't know. I don't have the business model all worked up, but I think that could work.
I think that can definitely work. We just got to work on the distribution. I mean, we've got all these other box clubs, right? Here's your Avengers box with a bunch of, you know, merchandise each month.
Mm-hmm.
You work on the hat, maybe you get some decals or something small thrown in,
mm-hmm.
and away you go. And all of a sudden you got a subscription series with some cool products that you roll through.
I like that subscription series. I like that right there. We'll get to that at the end. We'll get to hats at the end. But we'll start off. Why don't we start off with the best four MLB uniforms now? I will do baseball first, then we'll get into football. All right, so here's what I looked at. I'm going to give you my favorite four, and you tell me what you think. Uniforms you like, agree or disagree.
Oh, cool, because I've got some great lists of my own.
Okay.
Let's go.
So best four uniforms in Major League Baseball now, in no particular order, best four they have right now. The Cardinals baby blue uniforms. Cardinals logo with the blue. That looks so sharp and so cool. Look, I just can't get enough of staring. The logo looks so... The logo of the Cardinals with the two birds and the bat looks... I mean, it's just striking when you see it on a jersey with the baby blue.
You're kind of harkening back to the Joaquin Andujar day of 1982.
Oh, sure. Go back to John Tudor and the World Series against the Milwaukee
Mickey
Brewers.
And everybody playing against the Brewers, sure.
Yeah, oh, that's a fantastic looking uniform.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I dig that one.
Okay.
I'll run mine past you on the back end. Keep going.
All right. So I'm going to go with the Oakland A's and their deep green uniforms that they wear now just really catch the eye. And it goes back to looking like how they looked in the 70s. Look, the big, bold colors always look good, especially in Major League Baseball. You can't get too crazy with different colors, you know, different like in the National Football League, where here's a jersey where we have 17 colors on it. Okay, not looking so great. But that deep green the A's have, that they I see that and I go, oh yeah, I'm thinking back to those great A's teams of the 70s and even the good teams they had in the early 80s. But just that color, the deep colors that teams use that are bold, but yet they're a little bit darker, but they don't lose any of their color. And that's how I feel when I look at the A's. It's a weird way to describe it, but that deep green, I just love that color so much.
Well, it gives you some of the throwback. And again, some of it is remembering the uniforms from when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how well those are orchestrated and executed in return mode. Sometimes it's successful. Sometimes they just figure you'll buy anything. And I think that's been the danger that's been the danger with a lot of uniform changes through the years. It's just an obvious cash grab, kind of like when you were able to go in, you know, going back to hats for a second, and all of a sudden you went on and the shelves were red and green and yellow Yankees hats. Right. And mm-hmm. Insert Major League Baseball team here. It's like they made no sense, but they knew that fans of the team would come up with the $30 and away you'd go.
Oh, yeah.
So same thing with uniforms. They're lacking when it's all said and done.
I'm going to go with my next one, the Pirates yellow and black, where with the yellow jersey, the full yellow, because yellow and black looks so good. But if it's too much black, you don't get enough of the accent. So when they have the top that's all yellow and black, that looks really good. You know, that's something I hope that, you know, any team with that color scheme, you got to to really have a little bit more. You got to have more cowbell, guys. You got to have more yellow on those jerseys and uniforms than you would normally have.
That's just going to pop. That always wins.
And my fourth, I'm going to take you by surprise a little bit, because being an NL East guy I am, I'm going to go with the Phillies, the cream uniforms with the blue star over the eye for Phillies. That's just such a great look, and your eye gets caught by the star all the time. And it's not white, which, you know, every team wears white, but it's more like a cream color. And that just really stands out to me. That look especially, look, you know, me, you know, Phillies fans, I got to watch Bryce Harper do this now for the next 13 years.
Sure, I know, buddy.
But that uniform, I mean, no matter who's wearing it, that is a really sharp look. So I'm going to put that as my top four: the Cardinals baby blue, the A's deep green, Pirates yellow jerseys and black pants, Phillies cream with a blue star over the eye.
I dig that insertion, because I know that took a lot of thought and a willingness to say that a division rival is actually doing something right and not just being Mets. So that's big of you. It's very big of you.
Thanks,
I have a quick four. I'm just going to run these through you really fast. You got the Royals home. I mean, it's just classic.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, the Royals script. It looks really good.
And the blue is always solid. The Blue Jays, timeless.
Right? I even like when they go with the alternate with the red when they really accent the red. I like that a lot, too.
Yeah, so that works. The Dodgers road gray. I don't usually like the gray uniforms, but the blue logos, right? The blue logo work and the red letter numbering works for me. And then one that's introduced, and folks might not have seen these yet because they're scheduled to make their debut, but I already put them on my list. The Milwaukee Brewers road blue with gold lettering.
That does look sharp. Yeah. That does look sharp
as can be. So, again, and we'll celebrate Christian Yelich and all those heroes along the way. But, you know, Major League Baseball uniforms, because it's also good because they're button downs. So it's not, they're not tank tops like you got in the basketball world, which I don't have a body shape that should be running around in basketball jerseys. That's just, I'm not long enough. I'm just not.
It's tough. And then when you're a big torso, it's very difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, and then football jerseys, I've got a bad shoulder. So, you know, just trying to pull that over, just especially because you want a medium, because you want to look swole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little hurt. This is a button down. Nice and easy.
So with our four favorite uniforms now, let's go to our four favorite MLB uniforms of all time.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, there's been so many, and you see lists of great uniforms going back to the 50s and the 40s and the 30s. I need a little more color. Because color, for everybody who says, the Yankees pinstripe, yes, it's classic. But is it really eye-catching, or is it just classic because the Yankees have always worn it? I like a little more color. My list is going to be a little weird of my favorite four uniforms of all time. And there's a lot in common with it. So I'll kind of go through it because you'll see what's in common. I love the Astros rainbow uniforms of the 70s. I love the way the orange, red, and yellow works together. I know that potentially when if you told me, okay, here's a color scheme that's going to work, it's be orange, red, and yellow. What's next? Well, another orange, red, and yellow stripe. And what's that going to be? Well, it's kind of going to be those colors all the way through. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds awful. But it works. You know, the Astros uniforms, it's kind of day glow 70s-ish, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because it's a really good look, and it is something that each color stands out. No color gets lost in anything else. The orange is the orange, the red is the red, the yellow is the yellow, and it's an anti-look of many things the Major League Baseball teams have done. Nobody, because, you know, we talk about the creamsicles for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we've had that kind of look. But this day glow look by the Astros was unique back then, and it still is unique. I wish they'd go back to those uniforms now. Now, yellow is kind of a big theme with a bunch of my jerseys, because the next two on my list, the Padres brown and yellow from the 70s, that's another sharp look. You know, we talked about the Pirates with the black and yellow, but the Padres had the same thing. I know that by the time they changed the look, fans were sick of the brown and yellow. There was a big anti image of the Padres uniforms. Oh, they look brown and yellow and people think of poop. And I mean, that's really what it was. I mean, it was, I don't get over why that was such a, that was such a good uniform. So then it went away from it. But the strikingness of the yellow really worked. Same thing, the A's all yellow uniforms they wore in the 60s and the 70s. They look great too. I mean, it's
One are you talking about? You're talking about the green sleeve one?
Yeah, the green sleeve with the yellow, yellow uni.
That's on my worst. We'll get to that.
Oh, you're kidding. Really?
Oh, no. It's.
Oh,
it's
why just, you gotta be hating, man?
Look, my whole thing has a lot that are just really bad or things that look like vests. Things that look like vests, I'm out. Because I got that, and I got the Reds with their vests.
Hi,
they both go on the list for me.
I'm here wearing a vest from Home Depot. Can I help you with anything? Hey, didn't you play for the A's in the 70s? Aren't you Sal Bando?
Sal Bando reference. But, nicely done.
Yeah, but I think yellow is a really is a color that is really underutilized in sports, and yellow really pops. And I don't get why people don't wear that more. And of course, my fourth, just because it looked. I mean, and this is not just me, but the mid-80s Mets, when they had the orange and blue stripes down the arms and all the way down the pants, that cut through. I mean, that was a really fresh look, and it still looks good now. You know, I'm surprised they haven't gone back to doing something like that a little bit more permanent, because the stripes that start from the shoulder down, they look really good, and then down the pants, anytime you can accent the pants, that's a good look. Look, the Chargers do that in football all the time. Put the lightning bolts on, it looks awesome. But teams don't accent the pants enough, and if you can do that, you can have something that looks really, really good.
I dig that. You start looking like wrestling tights. It's a good thing. So I had the Astros.
Okay.
I have the late 70s Pirates. Again, one that's a bit divisive. But when we get to the Pop Stargell, the pillbox hats and everything, I'm in. I'm all in. The Ken Griffey early era Mariners uniforms. When, you know, he's running amok with, you know, some of those power hitting teams.
The blue is brighter, and the gold is. Yeah, that was a nice look too. That's a great throwback
just
hat.
Just a little bit. And then I would be remiss if I didn't do some home cooking, because it's a culture change. I mean, we have a huge fan base, and I know the White Sox get mocked quite a bit, and they'll be on these lists for many other reasons. Uh-huh. But when they changed to the black, silver, white combinations in 1991, and it started showing up in, you know, Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg videos, and became this big cultural and iconic logo that stood all those years during the Robin Ventura, Frank Thomas years. I mean, that is just a culture changer, and tons of merch sold, and it just looks sharp. I'm staring at a signed Frank Thomas mini helmet now.
Oh, boy.
Just smiling.
No, that was a big culture change. It was, wow, look how cool all black looks. You know what I mean? Look how cool, look how clean. Sometimes you don't need colors, and you can go to the all black with the white and the Sox logo on the hat. That was just the SOX, and so many people wore that hat and bought that hat, and it was such a big look. And that, you know, that was the hat that Jordan wore, right, when he was playing in the minor league system. That was the look for the White Sox. It was Blackjack McDowell and all that. I agree with you.
They had that all the way through the farm system too. Like, that became the.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But however, when we want to talk about the worst uniforms of all time, there's a lot I'm not a fan of, like the Devil Rays first uniforms, which were like blue and light blue and green and yellow. It looked terrible. I mean, there's like the Florida Marlins all teal looked bad when they first started with that. But
you know what's funny? I had that as third on my list.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I wasn't going through and looking up lists, or it was just memory, remembering the trading cards going, those were just so bright and terrible.
But I'm sorry, buddy, the worst uniforms I've seen, the mid-70s when they wore shorts and
those are the best.
Oh,
because
come
that's
on,
Bill
dude,
Vec
guys
at
wearing
his finest,
shorts.
Man.
Come on. You look like a team that it was a beer league team going out to play. We're all wearing the same shorts. And not only that,
buddy,
the shorts,
I wear shorts every day.
Yeah, but then you're playing baseball in shorts. You're sliding. But
that's part of the appeal. The shorts were terrible, man. I'm still trying to get one of those gamer jerseys though.
No, see, the jerseys were just as bad.
They're expensive as sell.
That you're just as bad because you had like that big long collar, like you were wearing a jacket under it.
No, come on.
No, that was the collar. The black collar was awful. They were ready to go to the club
as soon as the game was over.
That dark blue collar was awful. It was. I felt like when guys in the 70s and 80s would wear the jersey, they'd wear the big warm-up jacket under it when it was cold in the spring, and they would have to put the collar out. I felt like that's what the White Sox jerseys looked like. And I said, who said this is a good look? Who thought this is a good idea? The jersey looks bad. You got grown men wearing shorts. They can't be happy about that. No one's going to want to slide because they're going to wind up getting cut up all the way up. I can't believe that actually made it out.
Nah, come on. He was a carnival barker. The guy tried a bunch of gadgets.
Buddy,
one of the things they're lamenting in Chicago coming out of the pandemic is that they'll have to shut down the homage to old Comiskey and the shower. That's out there. I mean, that's what Bill Veeck was all about.
Yeah, no, man. You're right.
So it was about game, you know, the exploding scoreboard, all those other things that he brought to the game.
Oh, yeah, the record and demolition night, right? When they shot all the records out.
Steve Dahl and all that craziness and chaos. They just marked another anniversary of that. That, you know, when you add it all up, I mean, this was just part and parcel for the owner that he was. Something a little different.
So there you go. There's our best baseball uniforms now of all time and our least favorites of all time. Coming up next, we get into the National Football League. The best and the worst. Does your team make it on it? Find out coming up next right here on Special Teams.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
We've just given you our favorite MLB uniforms and our least favorite MLB uniform shorts. Now it's time to get to the National Football League and our best four uniforms of all time and our worst four uniforms of all time. Best uniforms of all time. I'm going to go here. I got my four, and this is a list that I don't think is ever going to change. I don't see anybody having uniforms that get better than these four. And here's a hint.
That's hot. That's a hot take.
Here's a hint. The Chargers powder blue comes in at number five. Because there's uniforms, as good as the Chargers powder blue looks, and it looks awesome, right? Their uniforms this year are going to look phenomenal, right? The Color Rush uniforms look good.
Yeah, 5 out of 6.
Oh, the yellow pants look fantastic. Look, the we talked about the uniforms coming into this year that we liked from the team so far. But right now, all time, they come in at 5th for me. Because my 4 favorite uniforms of all time in the NFL are, number one, the Rams blue and white from the late 60s, early 70s. It's a look they tried to go to the past few years before they had that crazy ass redesign for this year. And I don't know why that didn't work. The blue and white looked so good. And it was such a cleaner look. And, you know, it's the blue and the yellow and the Rams logo they've had for a long time. It was very colorful. And I'm not saying I didn't like the Rams uniforms before they made the change, but the white and blue just really strikes you. You know, it hits you and you go, whoa, especially when you see as much white as the Rams had on the jersey. You know, the blue numbers back in the 60s and 70s were just kind of there. It was very machine-like. It didn't look like it was a very, you know, expensively put together uniform with a lot of bells and whistles on it, but sometimes less is more, and the blue and white worked really, really well together, especially the blue and white helmet. That's what I like the most about it.
Look at you. Blue and white, the simplicity. The helmet's the key. Like, without the helmet, it's almost the Colts to a degree, I guess.
Yeah, could be.
No, not the C is for Cookie Colts of 2020, but, you know, just some of those Peyton Manning jerseys that you saw him running around in for years. But the blue is certainly a different shade than you're used to seeing in modern uniforms anyway. So, yeah, going back to the evolution, I love that we're seeing more and more details and love online, just showing the evolution of uniforms. And you'd love to more interviews with people like, what the hell were you thinking when you did different things? But these are classic, no question.
I've already talked about the Buccaneers creamsicles, which the bright orange is so few teams do something like that. And I get that that's polarizing a little bit mm-hmm. too much. Hey, man, we're back in the 60s. But I love the Buccaneers creamsicles. And I like the Dolphins, what they had in the early 70s, the deep aqua green. That let the orange really pop because it was only a tiny bit of orange on those jerseys. But that deeper aqua green is you know, and for me to say that as a Jets fan, I got to say, like, a Dolphins uniform, that's something. But that always stood out to me. You know, the Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, that was a really well thought put together. And I always wanted the Dolphins to go back to that color because it looks so good.
Look at you. Once again, you're grabbing one of your division rivals and showing them some love. Because you know what? Those jerseys were clean because your defenses weren't touching any of those guys. So, like, I could see it without the grass stains and problems and the paint coming up. No, those are certainly a beautiful look, a good color. Once again, you know, the base of it. I gave you Jets a nod. When you're talking about the 90s Jets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the J-E-T-S with the Jet.
Yeah, and that was a good green, too. That was a good green, too, the Jets had. I wish they would go back to that color green.
Yeah, it's a lighter green, right? Not as punchy in the face green. Mm-hmm. So a little muted. The creamsicles and powder blues are certainly going to be on there. No question about it. And I really like the Patriots of 84 to 92. When you're talking about the red with the blue accents, and then obviously, you know, Pat the Patriot up on the
helmet. That's a sharp look, too. The Patriots went back to those a few years ago, and I don't know why they didn't keep them, because that was they're kind of going back to them a little bit now with the Color Rush uniforms, but I don't know why they didn't keep those, because that I remember that was really popular. Look, the Patriots uniforms, to be quite honest, the silver, what they used for the majority of the Tom Brady era, I mean, they were just okay. Yeah, you know, I mean,
they
were just kind of there.
Yeah. There's nothing huge to them. And one I just wanted to give an honorary mention to, because it's really not been worn much at all. But when Brett Favre was running around for the Vikings, that all purple look, purple pants, purple jersey.
All purple works.
Yeah.
All purple works.
Well, just in my world.
You kind of have no choice. You know,
the Emeritus is also the legendary Houston Oilers. But you and I have you know, wax poetic about that forever.
Right, because that's my fourth one on my list, is the baby blue with the red combination. As much as I like the Chargers powder blue, the Oilers were sharper. You know, with the oil derrick, it was, you know, when you're a little kid and you start watching football and you start watching sports, your eye goes to teams with colors. Like, why did I grow up a Mets fan instead of a Yankees fan? My dad was a Yankees fan. I should have been a Yankees fan. But when baseball was on TV when I was a kid, the Yankees were look, black and white, right? It was black and white. Okay. Yeah. But the Mets are in bright blue and orange, and I just liked watching those colors on the screen. And I think sometimes that's why we pick teams we do, because when we're little, we're watching these teams all the time, and then you get familiar with them and you watch. I mean, look, I admit that's how I became a Mets fan. I mean, I wish I didn't. But the Oilers, that was the same way. When I first really started watching football, the Oilers were a perennial wild card team in the late 70s, early 80s. And it was, you get to see these big, bright baby blue jerseys running on the screen. And they would flash with the red and the, like I said, the oil derrick. And they'd have the Love You Blue songs. And they would play the Oilers theme song, which was awesome. And I was hooked into that forever.
Oilers.
I mean, that was a look. That, you know, of all my looks that I like in the National Football League, I think that Oilers jersey may be my all-time favorite.
There you go. Now we got to go find you one on the open market.
I really want one of the, I want the hat with the oil derrick. I want to get a fitted baby blue hat with the oil derrick.
Nice.
And because every time I look for one online, they're gone. Like you can't.
They've been sold out. I know. We've been looking for as a tandem for years. Because you know what? We still do celebrate a lot of holidays. You're like family at this point. And trying to find you something nice, but other than going and walking around Houston and maybe stealing one off somebody's head and hoping it fit, I've had no success yet.
Hey, can I see that hat for a second? Yeah, sure. See ya. And then you just take off and run away.
Well, why do you think I've been training? Maddie and I get out and we kick the soccer ball around. We're doing sprints. I mean, Quadzilla is coming back in a big way. And part of it is to maybe pilfer a hat or two along the way.
All right. There you go. Let me write that down. Harmon on the street. There. Don't let him wear your hat. All right, let me get that right there. Now you get to the worst uniforms of all time. And there's many I don't like, but there's one that stands out way more than anybody else. Right? Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the Panthers. I've never been a fan. They're black and blue. I've never been a big fan of. The Titans just have too much blue. It looks like it doesn't go together. The Jaguars have had a tough time figuring out the black, gold, teal. But anytime I see video and I see the Seahawks with the highlighter uniforms, I always say, that's the worst look I've ever seen. That is the absolute worst look I've ever seen. Nothing ever brings me back to it. It's not a look that I see and go, well, maybe if I get used to it for 10 or 12 years. No, every time I see the highlighter uniforms, I go, that's terrible. That's just terrible. I mean, by far, all the uniforms I don't like, that one is like so far at the top. It's like saying Jerry Rice is the best wide receiver in NFL history and everybody else is like way behind. It's like the Seahawks, that's the absolute worst and everybody else is way behind.
Yeah, that certainly makes any list. I have two that stand out for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to, you know, go after my own team for a minute.
Uh-oh.
One, fortunately, they don't use a ton. And the other really wasn't either. There's plenty of candidates in our history, but the Color Rush Jaguars, where they had that blended helmet.
Ooh, right, yeah.
Black in the front.
Yeah.
And then had that, because it wasn't gold. It was like a mustard. Right. I mean, this was like a gray poupon yellow.
Wait. Mustard.
Yeah. I mean, we'll make sandwiches.
Sorry.
And have some fun.
Go ahead, Colonel Mustard. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
But then you had mustard jerseys.
Yeah.
And mustard pants.
Yeah. Too much mustard.
A little bit of black to highlight them. But otherwise, just that color was just awful.
Yeah. Best way to ruin a hot dog. Too much mustard. Anything with too much mustard.
Well, you can't have ketchup. Well, first you shouldn't eat hot dogs. They're an abomination.
Wow. Second, hot take right there. No hot. What? That's all everybody eats at games are hot dogs.
Just bury the lead.
Wow.
Class it up, people.
Mike
Plenty
Harmon,
of other fare.
Anti-American. Hates hot dogs.
How dare you? How dare you? Hot dogs aren't American.
What's your other one, Mr. Mustard?
The other one goes to the... they look like uniforms from medieval times. And that was when the Bears had those... gladiator-like throwbacks.
That's the thing.
That looked like a crest on them, and they're terrible.
There were so many bad throwbacks that teams just wore, a few times in the 90s. I'm not going to count those. I'm not going to count the Steelers. They look bad. The Packers ones look bad. Because it was uniforms. You can tell it was listen, we decided to do this, okay? So just wear the uniforms a couple of times and shut up about it. And the players are okay, that's fine. There were so many that just looked bad.
I'm still looking to get the Bumblebee, though. I want one of those jerseys.
I think you would wind up getting stung by a lot of bees. They would all be drawn to that color, and you'd wind up getting stung, and you would say, I can't wear this anymore.
I just thought I'd get a Heinz Ward and put it on my wall or something. Or maybe an old Casey Hampton, because you know how I celebrate the career of Casey Hampton.
True. Well, usually Casey Hampton and Trey Burton are guys you talk a lot about on our shows, and I'm stunned.
Trey Burton's no longer a Bear. I don't have to yell about him anymore.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wait, so that means no more Trey Burton talk this fall? Oh, awesome.
No. I'm still going to blame him for the failings of one Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be...
He was part of a rich tapestry of failure executed from Matt Nagy on down, and that it's not all Mitchell's fault. I'm not absolving him from all the sins. Mm-hmm. But Trey Burton and Adam Shaheen are no help.
All right, so let me write this down. Harmon going to blame the guy no longer with the team for a future that hasn't happened yet. Got it. Okay, great. So those are our favorite NFL uniforms and our least favorite NFL uniforms. Coming up next, we'll get into some hats and the best minor league hats with a special honorable mention to one hat that was worn specifically one year in Major League Baseball. We'll have that coming up next right here. Special teams, the special uniforms.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Or download the app today.
Continuing on, special teams, the special uniforms. We've given you our favorite and least favorite in Major League Baseball, the National Football League. Now let's get to something that really has its own subculture going on wherever you are, and that is the best minor league baseball hats. Now, it's hard to talk about the best minor league baseball hats of all time because, my goodness, you have literally thousands of hats to choose from. But I will say this. Before you get into these hats, I want to say I have a special honorable mention for the pillbox hats that Major League Baseball wore back in 1976, right? When it was the three stripes around the hat, and it just looked so good. The Pirates kept wearing it, and that looked so sharp because then Willie Stargell came up with the Stargell stars, and he started putting the stars in the back of the helmets, kind of like in college football and Ohio State and different teams that put stickers on helmets when for players do specific things like score a touchdown or make a sack, or, you know, this was what the Pirates did back in the late 70s.
They had a great segment of the Baseball Bunch that I had seen just about a week before we sat down to start talking hats and uniforms, if you can believe that, where Johnny Bench is there and all the kids are asking Willie Stargell if they can get some love on and some stuff for their hats. And he's like, man, I don't give that away.
You know what I like?
And all these kids are looking at him like, jerk.
You know what I liked was that whenever you see something like that, and I used to think this when I was a kid, I would look at it and go, okay, here, because the stars would go on the hats when you hit a home run, RBIs, whatever it was, you did something good. You could always tell when someone was in the field, I would always, when I was a kid, oh, this guy stinks. He only has like three or four stars on his hat. Right? Oh, that guy's great. Look at all the stars he's got in his hat. Dave Parker's got all those stars. That's awesome. Oh, this guy, he's terrible. Look
How's
at that.
How's that guy still have a job?
He must be some
rookie.
He's only
got like three stars. Yeah.
He's some guy just up from the minors. He's got like one star. They probably gave it to him because they felt bad that he's got no stars on. So I do like the pillbox, although I will say wearing the pillbox hat, because I have a Mets pillbox hat, it's tougher to wear because it doesn't stay straight. Like, you'd think the top of the hat would stay straight, and it kind of collapses in, so it makes it a tough hat to wear depending on the shape of your head, but it still just looks so good the way the Pirates wore them, and it was so different from anything baseball did. I wish they had kept them more than just the 76 season, but still, you know, you got pillbox hats with the stripes around. You know what season it was. You get it to hearkening back to the early days of Major League Baseball where other teams would wear those all the time. Like, that was a look like in the teens and the 20s and the 30s, you know, pillbox hats would go all over the place.
Now you're going to go buy a run of those. As soon as you and I are done talking about hats, you're going to be buying another stack of them. I know you. I know how your brain works.
Oh, I love hats. So the best minor league baseball hats, and this is, I'm looking at the hats that are current slash within the last couple of years, is where I'm going to go for my five favorite hats in minor league baseball. All right.
Number five,
the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Right, it's a big, thin, angry pelican that is on the front of the hat, and they have like 11 different looks. It's like the Chargers in their uniforms. Like, you want to go and look and go, okay, Myrtle Beach Pelicans, they have, okay, they're 1, 2, 3, they have an all gray, they have gray and black, they have blue, and they have blue and black, they have blue and yellow, they have yellow and white, they have yellow and white with a little bit of blue, they have this and they have that. They have like 11 different looks, but still, the angry pelican on the front of a hat looks pretty good.
No question.
Anytime you get an animal or a bird that generally isn't angry and you make it angry, it can either look really great or really bad. The angry pelican looks pretty good.
Well, that pelican's tremendous. Remember the failure of the New Orleans Pelicans?
Yeah.
And they had that scary ass mascot that people had to keep away from.
I mentioned the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, the hat I'm wearing today, which is a great hat because it's a piece of bacon across the front. I mean, that's classic.
That's
right there. Part of me feels bad. I'm like, okay, it's the pig, but it's the Iron Pigs or the mascot, but then it's bacon on the hat and it's a little weird, but still, it's a hat, you know, and it's the Iron Pigs and it's the nickname. So I'm okay with wearing it. Plus, I really like bacon. I mean, I really, really like bacon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like their basic logo, too, though, Jason. I mean, because it's like a Terminator pig.
Yes. Oh, it's a very angry-looking pig. Yes, that's another one that works well, an angry-looking pig, because you think that pig can just... I think that pig could kill anybody. That might be one of the most... If instead we did a most powerful-looking mascot episode of Special Teams, I'd have the Iron Pig definitely in the Final Four.
Ooh, now you're talking. I like that.
The other ones I like, and this is not me being a hometown thing, but the Staten Island Yankees cannolis hat. I mean, that's, I mean, for, you know, the pizza rat hats are fun. You know, they're made a hat for the rat that ate the pizza. But the fact that you can make a hat and you can make it a cannoli, which is an Italian pastry, and it's just like a picture. It's like a cannoli, but with a face coming out of it. Like, it almost looks like Mr. Peanut, but it's a cannoli. And I know many people would see that and go, I don't know what a cannoli is. Okay, well, cannoli is, it's cream inside of it's fried dough and you move it up. I mean, when you can make a big piece of food part of your thing, just like the Lehigh Valley, this with the bacon, but this is, you know, this is less than that. This is a pastry. You can make a cannoli look pretty good and pretty appetizing. And you know me, I'm half Italian. I could wear a cannoli on my hat, even though I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm from Staten Island. I could wear that hat. I'm okay with it.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Everybody knows what a cannoli is.
But these are my two favorites, without a doubt. And I can't, I keep looking for the right size in these, and I haven't found one yet. But the Frisco Rough Riders with Swingin' Teddy, which is Teddy Roosevelt. I mean,
yeah,
you have
Swingin'
a former
Teddy is a legend.
You got a former president on the front of a hat, and that's pretty good, you know, because he had the Rough Riders all throughout Texas, and Frisco decided to make them the mascot there. You have to read a history book or go to high school to know what the Rough Riders were. But the smiling Teddy is pretty good too, with the big sunglasses and the handle and the big Tom Selleck brush mustache. But the Swingin' Teddy is better. But look, I'll go either one with either one of Teddy Roosevelt on the front of a hat. That's pretty good.
Well, you know, and you make people understand how important Teddy Roosevelt
That's right.
truly was.
We're going to learn about Teddy Roosevelt through a minor league baseball hat. How does that sound, kids?
You know what? You could spark anything. People started learning about history after they caught a couple of catchy tunes from Hamilton.
Where do we turn to in our book, Mr. Smith? No, we're going to go to MILB.com on your computer, okay? And you want to scroll down.
Smiling Teddy?
Scroll down. Go past the Daytona Dragons. Scroll down. Evansville. Scroll down. Okay, stop right there at Frisco. Stop at the Rough Riders. And my other favorite, the Montgomery Biscuits. When your logo is a biscuit and you can make the mouth a pat of butter, that's genius. I mean, that's like, I don't need to do anything else in my life. I designed the greatest hat because I made a biscuit into a logo and a mascot, and a pat of butter is the tongue.
Stands the test of time. And one of their best sellers for years now.
Those are ones that are always out. It's so hard. Like, anytime I look, you know, every month or two for Montgomery Biscuits, Frisco, they don't have them. They have the other ones, which I'm like, why do I want one that says FR on it or RR for Rough Ride? Give me something with Teddy Roosevelt on it. Give me something with a biscuit on it. I mean, really, if you give me a good hat with food on it, I'll probably buy it. I mean, I'm
that's
easy.
That's pretty good.
I'm so easy.
Bacon, pig.
Yeah. Because my favorites are, let's see, a biscuit, a president, bacon, a cannoli, and a pelican. I don't know what they all have
and
in common.
Teddy Roosevelt was not a small man. He liked to hunt and get to work. So if you got that. And if that iron pig that I described before, think about it. That was the pig that the kids on Lord of the Flies were chasing.
Oh.
That's right. Think about how literature changes forever. I wanted to mention.
Why'd you do that to Piggy? Sorry, spoiler alert. I mean, it's not like he makes it out of there.
Well, he had a good run.
He had glasses. He needed the glasses. Yeah. Ralph wouldn't have made it without him and the glasses.
No, that's true.
Oh, what'd you do? Poor Piggy.
I mean, they did take down the beast.
I felt bad for Piggy. Now you just, wow, he's really just brought me down right there, buddy.
No, let me bring you back though.
All right, bring me back up.
Because we're going to go with scavengers of food. We've got two honorable mentions for our trash pandas, the Rocket City trash pandas.
You have been talking up the trash pandas for so long.
It's a hell of a logo.
Okay.
Because, I mean, look, it basically, you had a bunch of kids say, I like rockets from Guardians, and they put them in a...
That's true,
you know,
okay.
The trash panda, you know, reference in Guardians, and away you go.
The
and
rabbit is the right. Rabbit? Yeah, who's a rabbit?
Then you have the Quad City River Bandits.
Time to go be the captain. Sorry, I just want to run rocket lines now. Don't press this button. I am Groot. No. Don't press the red button. Sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Clearly, he's the captain of the ship. Yeah, I'm the captain of the ship. So you have the Quad City River.
That guy's leg. Oh, I didn't really need the leg. How was it? I was just kidding around. Was it funny him hopping around after he gave you the leg? All right, I'm sorry. Now I'm done. Go ahead.
Quad City River Bandits, which is, you know, with the kerchief over the face of a of another raccoon, okay, which is ready to rob you. So you have that. You have the flying squirrels. That's right. Double A for the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Flying squirrels are cool. Because yeah, I mean, they have the big logo where they're actually flying, and you can see, like, it looks like a cape that he's wearing, but it's really the Under Armour, the flap of skin.
Yeah, it's much better because he's much tougher than Rocky the Flying Squirrel
from
Bullwinkle. He's, like, on steroids. But my favorite is now it's a low A affiliate of the White Sox in Kannapolis, and they are now the Cannonballers. They used to be the Intimidators and were owned by Dale Earnhardt at one point. Okay. But they are now the Cannonballers, and you got the big baseball head and the goggles on like he's just been shot out of a cannon.
The Kannapolis Cannonballers sounds like a team from The Simpsons that the Isotopes are going to play. Let's go see the Kannapolis Cannonballers. You know,
but believe it or not, there are several teams named the Isotopes out there as well.
Well, yeah, there are. And the Isotopes is a pretty good hat, but now it's like so many people have it. Of like, it's cliche now. It's not cool anymore.
Can I give you one more?
Sure you can.
The Biloxi Shuckers.
Oh, the clam. It's the clams.
Yeah, double A for the Brewers.
Okay.
Well, going back to the food thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we, you know, if it was something where I just had to pick all my favorite food, then, you know, maybe the list would be different. But, you know, as long as we have food represented pretty well, and I think this tells you a lot about you and I.
Well, it really does speak to the show we've been doing on Fox Sports Radio for some 6.5 years as we sit and talk about our favorite and worst uniforms of all time. And the fact that you and I both like hats. We could go down that rabbit hole for another 45 minutes on hats.
So there it is. Special teams, the special uniforms, our favorites in Major League Baseball, the National Football League, a little bit of specialness with the, or specialness, if that's a word, but I just made it up.
That's
Why not? I have an English degree from Syracuse. And the specialness of the best minor league baseball hats. I'm Jason. He is Mike. Our show is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Fox Sports Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 to 11 on the West Coast. Like I said, we like to get to play with the format a little bit here on special teams. Coming up next week, we're back to special teams from specific seasons in sports after having this fun little run here about when there were no games or special uniforms. And something that we're going to see a little bit more of as we continue on with our special teams podcast. If you want to hit us up with your own ideas, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. We'll talk to you next week. Before you go, rate and review the show, whether you're listening on iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio apps, Apple, whatever it is. Give us a rate. Tell us you like it. We will love you forever and ever and ever. Special Teams is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.